As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If you want to text the Junks throughout the show, you can do that on the Junkies text line. Brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. So the NFL draft is looming. Round one is Thursday night. Just a couple of days away. And, of course, the Commanders at this point, they only have a paltry 5 draft picks right now. They've got their number one pick at 29 overall.
You agree with Drabby that it's like fait accompli, almost a guarantee that they're going to move out of the first round?
I think it's either the first or the second round pick. And obviously you'll get more coming back if you move back in the first round. But I feel like they will move off one, if not both of those picks, in order to
just to get more picks.
Just to get more, yeah.
Because they've given up picks to get Debo. They've given up picks in the Tunsil trade. They gave up picks in the Lattimore deal. So they're short on picks. I mean, they have 29, 61. They don't have a third rounder. They have a fourth rounder that came back in the Houston deal. That's number 128. Then they have a sixth and a seventh, 205 and 245. So we wanted to get into what sort of RBs are you targeting for this team if they don't, say, pick an Omarion Hampton if he slides to 29, which I don't think will happen. He seems to be getting mocked somewhere, anywhere between like 10, 15, 20, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't think he's going to make it down to 29. So if you're a Commanders fan, what sort of RBs are you looking at if you don't pick one with either the number one pick or the number two pick? Then you're talking about fourth round. Maybe you pick up a third rounder in a deal with another team. What sort of RBs are you targeting? Are there RBs that you like that are further down the board, obviously past Ashton Jeanty, past Omarion Hampton out of North Carolina?
Yeah.
Who is catching your interest?
Well, you know, I love Trevion Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Out of Ohio State.
Watched him a ton. I like Judkins, too. Now, Judkins isn't the athlete that Henderson is. He's more of the physical guy. But I don't know where those – I don't know where I'd take those guys. I don't know if I would – probably wouldn't take them late first round, but maybe if I had two picks in the second round, maybe I'd use that second pick for them.
Right.
You know, I watched Bajal Tuten, who was at Virginia Tech the last 2 years. He's a really good player.
He tested really well at the combine.
Yeah,
too.
He was basically their entire offense until he got hurt because their quarterback play was so dicey. It was dicey. It was average to below average. And so they countered with that with Tuten, and he put up like 25 total touchdowns or maybe 27 touchdowns in 2 years. And then the Caleb Johnson kid at Iowa, I mean, he's a bigger guy, You know, he's not a fast dude, but he could be. He could probably be more of an every down back. So there's a few names out there.
He's Caleb Johnson is ranked 57th on the PFF big board.
ESPN has him 61.
Where do they project him in the third round?
I don't have a projection for him at this point.
What's interesting is when they say like your grades, like an 81 or 80, those are like starter grades, mm-hmm. right? Like,
I would think so. Yeah,
I mean there are like seven or eight backs that have grades of like 80 or higher.
Yeah.
So it's pretty freaking deep.
Yeah, I mean, it is a deep position, no doubt. I mean, you could see, I don't know, maybe not in the, you could see maybe two in the first round, then you could see a bevy of RBs go in the late second to the mid fourth.
Let me give you a name who, it's not a household name, but if you're a dork and play college fantasy football, you know who this guy is, and he can probably be had in the middle rounds. RJ Harvey
out of
Central Florida.
He's good. He's good, yeah.
Uber
he's
productive.
Small. He's not small the biggest.
He's 5'9", 208, but I mean, they're like Ashton Jesse isn't huge either, yeah. And he's going to probably go top 10.
Yep.
Super productive, big play waiting to happen. Scored 22 touchdowns his last year at Central Florida, over 1,500 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. They have him as the eighth running back on the PFF list. Here's what they say about him. He ranks well in PFF's wins above average metric due to high missed tackles forced, averages as a rusher and a receiver, and his production in the passing game. If he plays with more urgency and violence, he could be a productive NFL running back. Like, I think that's like, he's a sweet spot, like, fourth or fifth round running back in this running back class. Like, and then you don't have to burn high draft capital. You don't have to burn a second or a third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Adam Peters is going to find a productive guy that fits the system in the fourth or fifth round.
Yeah. You want a guy who can catch passes,
which he can do.
What about a guy though? I think is going to get a lot of support locally. The running back from Virginia Tech.
You just mentioned Tootin.
I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah,
he's a good player. Really good player. You know, they didn't throw the ball a ton to him because their quarterback play, like I said, was dicey. But I think he could be a good receiver out of the backfield, too. And he's got deceptive speed. He's built like a freaking truck below the waist, man. He's got big thighs.
Well, he's got a couple runs. In 2022, he had a 70-yard run. In 24, he had an 83-yard run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got burst. He might not be a third rounder. He might be a fourth rounder, but maybe someone gets him in the third.
Are you looking to replace Robinson or compliment Robinson?
Me personally?
Well, yeah, all of you.
All right, here's my view.
I think Robinson will be here this year. But
like, are you looking for someone to supplant him as RB1 or just a change of pace?
Yes. Here's what I'm looking for.
Eventually, yes.
I'm looking for, this may shock you, I'm looking for the Eckler replacement because I feel like that skill set is tougher to find than the B-Rob skill set. I feel like you almost have the B-Rob skill set with Rodriguez, who's on the roster. Like, if B-Rob went down, I think you could plug in Rodriguez and you get close to the same result. He doesn't have the same package that Eckler has. I want to find a younger version of Austin Eckler to plug into this offense because I feel like the plodding two-down back B-Rob basically is pretty easy to find and replace.
Yeah, but I don't want a plodding two-down. I want a two-down back that's also explosive. That's the dream.
That would be great.
Yeah.
If you can upgrade. But I'm looking for more of an Eckler type than a B-Rob type.
Like
in this offense.
Like if you're Adam Peters, you can't waste a first-round pick on a running back that you're using as a third down back.
I don't think they're going to take one in the first round.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to take one in the first round.
Unless like Hampton slips to 29. If Hampton's there at 29,
no way. He's ranked way too high to do that.
I think he's going to be gone by pick 20. The Broncos pick at 20 and they desperately need a running back. He fits the bill for them.
I mean,
because if you take a first round running back, he better be an every down back.
Right.
He's got to be your true number one.
For 20 carries, if you need that.
So I would agree.
Week out.
I don't think they're going to take a running back in the first.
No, I don't think so either.
And they might not even have a first. They might trade back.
Right.
I could see that too. But I could see them taking a running back if they had multiple picks in the second round, using one of those for an RB.
Well, that means also that you can't take Travion Henderson in the first round.
No, you take him in a second.
Okay.
No. You would take him in a second if you slipped.
I think the only guys that are worthy of the first round picks at RB are the top two guys, Jenty and
Hampton.
And Hampton, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think Henderson might slip because of that, though. But we don't pick in it. Where do we pick in the second round? We pick like 61 right now.
61. So
that'll be too late.
But if you gain an extra pick and you're picking in the low 30s, you know, mid 30s.
Dude, that would be such an exciting pick.
Low 40s.
If they trade out of the first, if they trade a 29th pick and they get like a 38th pick or something.
Yeah.
And then maybe another fourth or something. And then you could take Henderson. Mm-hmm. Or a player like that, like Cakes is talking about, mm-hmm. that would be so exciting.
I mean, CBSSports.com's draft that we talked about earlier has the Commanders moving from 29 back to 35. So it's not even that far of a move back.
Right. And then whether you get like an extra fourth or something?
There wasn't like a detailed trade package.
Yeah.
And Drabby's boy, Cam Scatterboo, he was like one of the talks of college football last mm-hmm. year. I think he's projected third round, maybe fourth.
Well, he's got an 83 grade.
Yeah, dude, he's just physical. He's hard, tough to bring down.
I mean, he's only running back who had 1,500 yards and 543 yards receiving. Everyone thinks he's just a bruiser. Not the case.
He's over 500 yards receiving is impressive when you have 1,500 on the ground. That's an impressive resume he's putting out there.
I don't know if he's a fit for the Commanders because they do want that home run hitter with the breakaway speed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think just Henderson makes me nervous as I don't think
why
he's
even in the second round.
Second round's fine, but I doubt he's going to be there. I think he's going to go early second or late first. So you'd have to take him with your very first pick. And he's not great. He's not a great receiving back. If you want Eckler's world class receiving running back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travion Henderson's not that. I mean, he'll break a long run, but he's not in every down back.
I'll bet a dollar all the way around the board. So they don't take a first round running back.
No one's saying that. But
anybody?
If they trade out, he could be their first pick.
What about 36? I'll take that bet. They might take a running back with their first pick.
Is
Henderson worth like a mid 30s pick?
He's mocked in first rounds in a lot of these.
Yeah, maybe he is.
I think if they had two second round picks, they might use that second pick in the deeper pick in the second round. I'm not sure they'll go. Because I think if you're going to draft someone certainly in the first round or early second, that guy's got to be an every down player.
If I'm Peters, I'm just going to wait and draft Tootin. I mean,
you probably get him in the fourth.
Like his numbers that he put up at the combine were absurd. He ran a 4.32.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
He's a good player.
He ran a 10-yard split in 1.49. Isn't that the stat that I brought up a few months ago that Peters loves, the 10-yard split? I'll have to double-check that. But
yes.
He looks at one of these traits and stats and hones in on it. All the guys he picked last year scored well in that category. Over a 40-inch vertical, broad jump 10-10.
I love him.
Like
I want him.
Why wouldn't you pick him in the mid-rounds?
I want him.
Like, why would you burn a 35th pick if you trade back there where you can get Tootin at 128 or wherever you wind up getting an extra pick or 100?
Yeah, late
wherever.
Third or early fourth.
Yeah,
Let's go to Chris. Oh, from DC. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, look, here's the thing, man. It's got to be Dylan Sampson. Y'all sleeping on Dylan Sampson at the University of Tennessee. My opinion, he was the second best back in. College football, plus what he did against SEC talent. What he rushed for, like 24 touchdowns, something like that, 1,500 yards. And plus he can catch out of the backfield. He reminds me of a Alvin Kamara, if you will. But you know what? You still got James Pierce Jr. out there as an edge rusher that I think is going to fall to that 29th pick. I really do.
You're a Tennessee guy. You're a Tennessee guy. You love all the Vols.
You know what? I am. But look, here's the thing, though, Lurch. If you look at everything at the Tennessee – in the last couple of years, look at Trey Smith. He's one of the best offensive tackles in football. Where'd he come from? Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We put players out there that are dominating the league, and they have since, you know, Tennessee's back. Let's say what Josh Heupel has saved that program, and now he's putting elite players in the league. And you know what? He's going to be a surprise pick. You can get him in the second round, too. So if you wanted to trade out that pick, you can actually get him in the second round. I think he's going to follow that, and I think he's going to be a surprise pick. To me, he's a little bit more explosive than Alvin Kamara, But that's what he works at. He could catch out of the backfield, and he can play all three downs as he did. And like I said, look what he did in SEC.
Yeah, and he had big games
against Alabama. He had a big game against Georgia. Went over 100 and scored a touchdown in that game. Like, big game player.
Yeah, I don't know where he's projected. I think he's in the prospect ranking list I have. He's below the running backs we talked about.
Yeah,
but
he's fourth on the PFF board.
I don't think he's the athlete that Tootin is.
Dude, I want Tootin. I'm just watching Tootin highlights, and I'm just sitting here, and I'm just so excited.
Are they showing all his fumbles?
Well, no.
Oh, is he Antonio Gibson part two?
He loves to put the ball on the grass.
He didn't do it that much.
Okay, coach that up.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There's a guy named Tiki Barber who used to fumble all the time.
That's true.
He started holding the ball funny, and then now he's money.
Love to hold the ball upright.
I don't know. They did something weird, but it helped him.
Every time somebody fumbles, everybody goes, why don't they just run like Tiki Barber
right.
did?
Yeah, do what Tiki did.
That's the move. That's the canned line.
So you're out on Tootin because of the fumbles?
No, I'm not saying I'm out on it. It's definitely something.
I mean, Valdez wants him to draft so he can play the sound effects.
It's going to be insufferable.
Just because of the fart.
He's just waiting for it to happen. Yeah. He's a big fan.
Dude, I'm desperate for
you're
him.
You're a little smitten by him now,
I'm just
aren't
watching
you?
Tootin highlights
Dude's
all day.
Dude's explosive.
And I don't even know he'd have a huge fan base.
I have explosive Tootin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make Valdez's year if they drafted
he'll
him.
He'd be so excited.
Oh, yeah. He'd be pumped. All right, when we come back, we will get back into the Caps' big win over Montreal last night. They have a 1-0 lead in the series. Alan May from Monumental Sports Network. He'll join us coming up next.